Hilchos Melicha, Shir 5. Simen Samach Tes, Sif Ches. Let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Imlei Nifetz HaMelach She'olov, if one did not shake off the salt before you put it into the basin that it's going to be washed in, V'lei Shotvo, or he did not rinse it off, Ein La'aser, if you put it straight into the basin without doing either a shaking or a rinsing, Ki ha'mayim shebekli mevatlin koyach ha'melach, because the water in the basin will negate the strength of the salt, and therefore it will not be able to cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. So the Ramok adds, v'afilu ha'mayim mu'atim, even if there's only a little bit of water, mikol mokayim mevatlin koyach ha'tzir. Nonetheless, the little water will negate the power of the tzir, and therefore, the blood on the surface will not go into the meat, and it will be mutter. V'yesh matirim afilo lo hayu mayim klal b'kli, v'hiniach boi habasar. There are those that permit the meat, even if there is no water in the basin, and you put the meat straight into it, and we're not afraid that the tzir, the juices that come out of the meat, will cause the blood to go into the meat. Da'in lachosh b'shah mu'etes kazu. We do not have to worry in a little bit of time, sha'oiskim b'hadachas habasar. And the time that it takes to pour the water into the basin, if you put the meat in and then the water, we don't have to worry that the tzir will come out and cause the surface blood to go in. And you can't rely on this. We'll see in Sif Chaf that if you left it in the basin for a long time, then according to the Ramah, the tzir that comes out, since it's hot, it will cause this blood on the surface to go into the meat and make it usser. So the Rama continues, Ve'en lochosh b'chol zeh, rak b'hadocha rishayna. We only have to worry about this when doing the first rinsing. Avla acha hadocha rishayna, ein lochosh. If you rinsed it off already in one kli, and you want to put it into the next kli to do the second hadocha, you could put it straight into the kli and add the water later, and you don't have to worry about the tzir coming out, that it will usher the meat. So before we go to the last part of the Rama, let's see the shach. The Shach says in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, Ki ha'mayim shebekli mevatam koyach ha'melach. The water in the kli will negate the power of the salt. The Shach says, V'lechoshev k'reseach le'esar ha'bosar. Since the water negates the power of the salt, it's not considered hot anymore, and therefore it will not aser the meat. V'lav dafka mayim is not necessarily if there's water in the kli. Elohu ha'din sir. The same din would be if it's tzir in the kli. Tzir meaning what comes out of the meat after shir melicha. Elo de nokat mayim l'afukei hecha de leka le mayim v'loi mayhal. Elo michui dam shel isa greda. He's coming to exclude that if there's blood in the kli, meaning the tzir that came out within the 18 minutes, the oz ha'melach choyze v'nivla b'basar v'asar. In that case, the salt will cause the asar tzir, the bloody tzir, to go into the meat, akol panuka de klipa, v'ayim b'sifchof. Since the tzir is v'seach, we said that according to the Mechaber, we said in Shir 1 that meat also has a similarity to heat, and this, according to the Mechaber, will cause the blood to go in a klipa. Now, the Mephoshim explain, the Dogma of Vava, the Menachas Yaakov, that the Shach over here is explaining the Mechaber. We said before that, according to the Ramah, in Sif Chaf, if you put it into a kli, the tzir will come out, even tzir that comes out after 18 minutes. Since it's hot, it will cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. The Mechaber, however, argues, we'll see that b'di'evet, the Mechaber holds in Sif Chaf, that according to the Shach, the Mechaber holds that the tzir coming out after 18 minutes will be mevatel the power of the salt. Just like water can be mevatel the power of the salt, so too tzir can be mevatel the power of the salt. But Michui Dam, the tzir that comes out during 18 minutes, will not be mevatel the koyach of the melach, and therefore it will aser the meat. We'll see that the Taz over there holds differently. The Taz holds the salt loses its power after 18 minutes, even without the tzir, and that the tzir coming out is no longer considered hot, and we don't need the tzir to mevatel the koyach of melach. The salt, after 18 minutes, anyway loses its power. So according to the Taz, even if it would fall to Michui Dam, it would be mutter. We'll see more about this in Sif Chaf. The Shach says in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Dein Lachosh B'Shom Watis Kazu, because of B'Isser Veheta Ha'orach, the Isser Veheta Ha'orach writes, Klal Yud Tin Yutes, that Filu Nimtza Ksas Moyel Techa Kaira Shari, B'Zman Gmur Kazeh, even if a little bit of Moyel of Mitzuses comes out, it's Mutter, since it's only a short time. Ein Shom. Ul Kaman Sivkot and Pei, Yizbayer, the im nimtzit sir mamish bekli nesamiyad. This is now what the Shach is explaining the Ramah. The Ramah holds that if the sir does come out, then it will cause the blood that came out from the salting that's still on the surface to go into the meat, and this will cause it to go in right away. So that's the basic machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, which is hinted to over here, which we'll have in Sifchaf, that according to the Mechaber, even if there is sir in the kli, it's mutter b'diavad, and according to the Ramah, if there is tzir in the kli, tzir meaning the juices that come out after 18 minutes, it is asur, because this tzir, according to the Ramah, is considered hot and will cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. Let's continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'ein chiluk bein im hidichoi b'kli kosher." There's no difference if I wash it in a kosher kli, or a treifa, or a kli that's treif, that absorbed some treif blios, oichalevis, or it's a milky kli, it was used for milk. In all cases, it's mutter. This is because of a rule, ein malicha lekelim lahaflit. Malicha will not cause blios to come out of a kli. So the Ramah continues, v'im hoya ma'at mayim b'kli, if there is a little bit of water in the kli, Shemavatal koyach ha-melech, that negates the power of the salt. She'ein echoshev oid kuaseach, that causes it that it's no longer considered hot. Afilu hakli cheleves oy ha-trefa meluchlach adayin be'iser mutter. Even if there's some dirt still from using it for milchix or for treif, it's still mutter. So let's see the Taz. The Taz says in Yudches, ve'ein chiluk pirush, if the kli is not dirty of milchix or treif, ein kan iser. There's no iser. Afilu hi chaylevis. Even if it's a milchix kli, and we're putting now meat into the kli. Why? As we explained, the ein malicha lekelim lahaflit. The salt won't cause the blis in the kli to come out. Aval im luchlach, if the kli is dirty, ein heter. Elo im kain. It's only mutter if there's a little bit of water to negate the power of the salt. Even if there is a little bit of dirt from milk, with some crumbs from a milk food, meaning not milk itself, but something that was cooked with milk, even if the food is wet, it's not aser. Ele im kain nishtay by luchla cholav mamish. The only time it's aser is if there is some real milk, not just food that was cooked with milk. So the Prima Gadim explains that in the short time that you put it in the kli, until you put the water in, the salt won't be able to cause the blias to come out of the milk food and go into the meat. So now let's see the Shach. The Shach says v'in chiluk kolaymar. Since the kli is not dirty, ain chiluk, it doesn't make a difference if it's milchik or treif. Afilu ain shom mayim b'kli, even if there's no water. Afilu hakli ben yomo mutter k'she'ena maluchlach. If it's not dirty, it's mutter even if it's used today for milk or treif. Because of the reason that we explained, ain malicha l'keilam lahaflit. V'ain mashu k'safti mizeh b'sivkotin pe'gimel. That's what he says over there, that ain malicha l'keilam. And the Chiddush is, even though the kli is ben yomo, meaning we know that taste is absorbed in a kli, will assert something cooked in it if it is cooked within 24 hours. Over here, even though it's within 24 hours, it's still mutter because of ein malicha l'keilam. Siftes. This sif talks about what happens if I cook the meat without doing hadacha achrona. In this sif, we will come up with many of the concepts that come up throughout Issur V'Heter. So as an introduction, let's see the first part of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, starting the paragraph, V'im nisbashel habasa b'loy hadocha, if you cook the meat without washing it, she'achamalicha, after it's salted, tzoch shehei begdeira shishim levatal kolam melach. You need 60 in a pot against the salt. Ken kosev bagois maimin b'shem smak, v'zeh l'shoinei. The source is the smak, v'zeh l'shoinei. This is the words of the smak. Im husamu b'kdeira b'loy hadocha achar hamalicha. If you placed the meat in the pot without washing it off after it was salted, hamelech oisur es kol hagdeira ad shishim min hamelech. You need 60 in the pot against the salt. Ke'ilu haya hamelech kulei dam. As if the salt is all blood. De kaimalon, de chaticha atzman na'asis nevela. We hold chaticha na'asis nevela. This is known in short as chanan. This means that any time Isu gets absorbed in Heter and is not 60 to be mevatalet, the Heter now has a din of Isur and is as if it's all Isur. And therefore, if this Heter, which became Usur, falls into another pot and needs 60 against the whole piece, and even if there's 60 against the Isur, it's still Usur unless there's 60 against the whole piece. That's the din of Chanan. Now, there's Machlikas if Chanan only applies to basar b'cholov, meat and milk, or shari isurim, all other isurim, excluding basar b'cholov. This is the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Ephraim and other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that Chanan only applies to basar b'cholov. That means only when, let's say, milk is cooked with meat, if a piece of meat absorbs a little bit of milk and becomes asur, now we need 60 against the whole piece of meat, if it falls into other meat. But by Shari Surim, if let's say 1 ounce of Isur is cooked with 10 ounces of Heter, and now this Heter falls into other Heter, I only need 60 against the 1 ounce of Isur, because we do not say Chanan by Shari Surim. So let's see again in the Beis Yosef. The Kaimelon, the Chaticha Atzman Nasat Nevela, got B'Shari Surim. The like appears Rabbein Ephraim. The smak holds, not like Rabbein Ephraim. He holds that even by Shari Surim, it needs 60 against the whole Heter, and over here, since the salt absorbs some blood, so now I need 60 against all the salt, because the salt becomes a chanan. V'yesh reitzim leimer, sha'afilu ad elef, dilatayim avida, v'leso. There are those that want to say that now that the salt becomes usur, and we know that any time you can taste the isur, it makes the pot usur. This is because of something called tam ke'ikur, the taste of isur, has a din of the Isser. So therefore, since we can taste the salt, and the salt is a Chanan, which it should be Asser, unless there's no taste of salt, for Lassa, this is not true. Because of another rule that comes up throughout Isser V'Heter, the Ein Le'Esser Dover Balua Mi Isser Yoyser Mi Dover Ha'Oisrei. We don't Asser something absorbed from Isser more than the Isser itself. This is otherwise known as Ein Han'Esser Yochel Le'Esser Yoyser Min Ha'Oisrei. Something which becomes Asr cannot Asr any more than the Isr itself could have. Therefore, this salt has the din of Dam, and therefore it cannot Asr any more than Dam could have. And therefore, if the 60 against the salt, it's Mutter, because the blood would not Asr to more than 60. So those are the two principles that come up in the Sif, Chanan, and in Hanaser Yochel Asr Yosem Min HaOisr. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Basar shenimlach b'nisbashel, meat that's salted and cooked, b'loy hadach achreina, without washing it after the salting. So shehei bo shishim, you need 60, kadeh hamelach shebay, against the salt. Now we'll see, the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that chanan is only by basar b'cholov, but not by shari suim. Therefore we have to understand why we need 60 against the salt. Why don't we just need 60 against the blood? So as the Shach explains in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, the reason is Dolo Yadinon Kama Doma Bola. We don't know how much blood is in the salt, and therefore we have to measure against all the salt. However, the Taz in Sifkat Yutes says, Kedei HaMelech Sheboy, Veloy Sagi Shishim Neged Adam. It's not enough to have 60 against the blood. Ki HaMelech Nasa Kula Nevela, because the salt has the din of Nevela, has the din of complete Isser. Like we said over in the Beis Yosef against in the name of the Agoyes Maimoni. The problem with this, though, is, as we said, that the Mechaber does not hold of Chanan by Shari Suim. So why is the Taz saying that the reason is because the salt becomes an Avela? So this question is asked by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and therefore he says that the reason is, like the Tshach explains, that we don't know how much blood is in the salt, and therefore we have to measure against the salt. The Taz continues, Aval ein loymer shehachaticha atzma tihiye kula nevela. We do not say that the whole piece becomes a nevela, not only the salt, but the piece that the salt is on also becomes a nevela. Mitztarach shishim neged kula, and we need 60 against the whole piece. Ki ein ze isu dovok. This is not an isu dovok. In other words, the havamina is, one might think, that the whole piece becomes aser. Since the salt is on the piece, we have a din of isur dovuk. The isur dovuk means, for example, if chelev, forbidden fats, are stuck onto a piece of meat, and this piece of meat is cooked with other pieces of meat, we say that since the chelev is attached, dovuk, to the piece of meat, the chelev will go first into the meat, make that piece of meat aser, and now the piece of meat becomes a chanan, and now I'll need 60 against the whole piece. So over here too, one might think that since the salt is on the piece of meat, it will go straight into the meat first, and I'll need 60 against the whole piece of meat. And the Tas says, Ki ein ze isur dovuk. Ki tekev shebala kadeira b'nimas hamelach min habasar. As soon as you put the meat into the pot, the salt gets dissolved from the meat, and therefore the blood does not go directly into the meat. Veshal be'isav hetu sharches pasak. Veshal paskins to be in and shishim neged hachaticha. You need 60 against the piece of meat, the whole piece, because of Meri V'chami. Meri V'rd fatherless. The Bach says the loy niru dvarav. His words do not seem correct. Veze ki gam loy nagu kamaisei kol meri hava. And all the poskim do not paskin like the mashal. And therefore, 60 is only needed against the salt, but not against the piece of meat. Since the salt has a din of chanan, I need enough meat that I can't taste the salt. That's only if the isur itself can give tam. The salt only asks because of the blood, and the blood can't give taste. This is the klal of inaneser yochaleser yosim in haoiser. V'mashal perikud anosher simin lamed posak dachaticha atzman neswa. It's a mashal that he brought before. Machmas shenizbashtal v'doma. The piece of meat becomes aser because it's cooked with the blood. V'alkein ena meseyeya levatal b'shishim dam melach. And therefore, you can't count, conclude the meat in order to mevatal the blood and salt on the surface. You need 60 against the whole piece. Elam ken hudach pamachas, unless it was washed first. Oz gam achticha maseya levatal. If it was washed first, the piece of meat can be included to mevatal the iser. That's the mashal. Benirin laniyaz daiti the ein linog kain. That's not how we should conduct ourselves. To kam lam isim kofei hecha the ein shamnunis, in a place where there's no fats, the ein aisim bemalicha yisim beklipa. At least according to the machaber, if it's not shomein, melicha only asks as a klipa, the width of a peel. Melvad mashiyesh litchos v'yasi shom b'mehavai, you could push off his proofs from the mavai, l'ma'ayin shom, l'ma'ayin, al-kein ha'ikir k'p'sak v'amokan, v'chem pasuk m'ruchami, m'ruchami z'al, v'pasuk l'k'tu amon, that's how the Bach holds, b'shem ma'arav, m'reinu rab, her'shur, sh'echuya k'ramo. Now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'chol hakdeiro mitztaref l'shishim." The whole pot can be included in the 60 in order to mevatel the blood and salt on the surface. Just to explain a bit more, the reason we need 60 is because Chazal teach us that normally a food will only give taste till 60. Food that is aser, if it gives taste to something else, it will answer something else, because of tam ki'ikr. So Chazal tell us that if there's 60, there won't be taste. We'll learn in Teruvis that, according to the Mechaber, you can rely on a non-Jew to taste the meat. But according to the Ramah, we do not rely on a non-Jew. We'll have to say that the Chaber is talking about a case where you can, where there's no non-Jew to taste it. But if there would be a non-Jew to taste it, we can taste the meat, and if there's no taste of blood, then it would be mutter. So the Shach and Lamed Hey says basically like the Tazni and Zion, that you can include the meat in the 60, and we don't say that the meat is an Isur Dovok and becomes a Hanan. It brings the Mashal that says that the meat becomes an Isur Dovok and argues on the Mashal just like the Taz. Let's continue with the Rama. V'im yesh b'kdeira kol kach k'may ha'chaticha shenimlach v'lo yehudach ha'kli shari. If there's in the pot as much as the meat, let's say the meat is the volume of a quart, and I have a quart of other things in the pot, so therefore it will be mutter, since there will be 60 against the blood and salt on the surface. The chaticha atzma b'vadei hi shloishim neged ha'melech she'olav. The meat is 30 times the blood and salt on the surface. Therefore, if we have an equal amount of other things in the pot, I'll have 60 against the salt and blood on the surface. V'i lekashishim b'kadeiro neged hamelach. If there is not 60 in the pot against the salt, afilo lo husam rak b'kli sheni hakol aser. Even if it's only put into a kli sheni, meaning you took, let's say, for example, water that was cooked in a pot on the fire, you poured this water into another pot. Now this pot is a kli sheni, and now I put this piece of meat that was not washed off after salting into this pot, it would still be aser. Since the salt and sear coming out of the meat, even a kli sheni will cook. We'll see that b'di'evad, normally a kli sheni, we say, does not cook. But in this case, the Rama holds that since it's salt and sear, therefore, together in combination of putting it in a kli sheni, it will cook. The Rama continues, Ubasa yovesh yesh lahatir afilu b'kli rishon. If the meat dried up already, and then you put it into a kli rishon, it's mutter. Devada yeshishim neged hamelach she'olav me'achar shekvar nisyavesh. There certainly is 60 against the salt on the surface, since the blood dried out, so there'll certainly be 60 in the meat against the blood. Aval lechatchila yizoyer, lechatchila should be careful, afilu bebasar yovesh, even dry meat, shaloi lavash loy oy lahadichoy b'mayim, shayatzer lettuce behem, b'loy hadocha achoyna. Even though there certainly will be 60, you should not cook it or put it into water that is yatzer lettuce, that's the heat that a hand will be withdrawn, which according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach is 43 degrees Celsius, which, if I'm not mistaken, is 113 degrees Fahrenheit. If it's more than that, you should not put the meat into such a kli, b'lo hadach achroina, without washing it off first. V'chol ze mayri shelo yehudach b'achroina klal, that you did not do any washing afterwards, after it was salted. Aval im hudach rak pam achas, if it was washed, even if only once, and it's bashal kach mutter, and then it was cooked, it's mutter. But the eved sagli ba'adocha achas ba'achroina. But the eved, it's enough to wash off the meat once. Okay, let's leave the last few lines of the Rama. And let's first see the Taz in Sif Katan Chav Gimel. The Taz says, "Demi'achos she'esham melach v'tzir, since it's salt and sear, it will cook even in a kli sheni. Kosav zeh shalei tikshe ha'kaimalon kli sheni enim avashal." We have a rule that kli sheni does not cook. That, even though kli sheni doesn't cook, since this salt over here, we're worried that it will cook, and therefore it will aser the meat if it was not washed after it was salted. Aval Rashal, which stands for Reb Shloima Luria, Perek Kol HaBosar, Simen Pe Gimel Kosav, writes in Simen Pe Gimel in his Sefer Yam Shol Shloima, Simen Pe Gimel Kosav, Vezela Shainai, this is the words. Aval b'di'evid, einen nesar, b'di'evid, if I put it into a kli sheni, he holds, the mashal holds, that it does not become aser. Lefi mashaksafti la'el, shikli sheni einem avashal, since a kli sheni does not cook, therefore it won't be aser. V'gam einem maflit umavliya hadam, shebesech ha'melach b'bosar. It won't be maflit umavliya, the blood, into the salt. Which means that water in a kli sheni can possibly do two things. It can either cook the food in the pot, which we say, according to everyone, it does not cook, But it can also do another thing. Even if it doesn't cork, it can transfer blias. It could be maflit, take out blios, tastes, or mavlia, and absorb tastes into food. So he's saying the mashal holds that not only won't it cork, it won't transfer tastes. Doha melech la'achar shapasa koichay loichoshev oid kaveseach. Since the salt was already used, it's not considered hot, and therefore they won't transfer tastes. One should not listen to what the Rama writes in Teres Chatas. Le'eser af b'klisheni, to asur the meat even in klisheni, b'shem ha'isver v'hetaroch. He says this in the name of Isver v'hetaroch. So you should not listen to the Teres Chatas. Gam das maharai, she'klisheni enim avashal kalal, that klisheni doesn't cook, v'lei maflet u'mavliya ka'achas. And will not both take out and put in blios at the same time. For example, if a piece of meat that absorbed iser falls into a klisheni that has another piece of kosher meat inside the kli, so the klisheni will not take out blias from the piece of meat that became aser and put it into the kosher piece. However, the Prima Gaudium asks that in this case it should be aser, because when you put the salt in the kli, it gets dissolved and the blood comes out. And therefore, all we have to do is absorb it into the piece of meat, and therefore it should be aser, since all it has to do is one thing, just mavliya, not maflet mavliya. So the task continues. V'nire dehamekel kadas rashal lo yifsid. One who is lenient like the rashal does not lose. Demistaver taime. His reasoning makes sense. V'ikum milsahu midrabanan. And this case is an Isidur Abonan, the Dam Shemolchai Eina Oivolov. This is like we discussed in the introduction. We discussed that cooked blood that is only Asidur Abonan, so salted blood also has the same din, and it's only Asidur Midur Abonan, Alpha P, Shebemorachai Mistapik, was a Yesh Leilach Lekula, since it's Dur Abonan, we could follow the Mashal. That's what the Taz holds. The Pshachtho holds in Sivkotin. Lamed Zayin, that you can only permit the meat in a hefsen merubah. If there's a hefsen merubah, you can permit it in a kli sheni. So the task continues. Umash makan debikli rishoin afilu b'loy malicha asur. If you put a piece of meat that was not salted in a kli rishon, a pot that was on the fire and is now removed, it's mashma that it's asur. V'chein kasur b'teres uchatos klal based simen dalad. This is also how the Teres Chatzis says, in Klal Beis Siman Dalad, that in a Kli Rishon, it's Aser. The Leik Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Matar Basa Shalei Nimlach Chai, Shenasnu B'Kli Reiseach, Shehusim Al Ha'or. The Rabbeinu Yerucham permits meat that was not salted or cooked, that was put into a hot pot that was removed from the fire. V'rayim Adivir Rosh, the Teres Chatzis brings a raya from the Rosh, to argue on the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Shekasav, the Rosh writes, the af she'en ha'basa mizbashel, even if the meat does not cook, mikom mokam halachluchas she'olav mizbashel. The liquids, the juices in the meat, get cooked, and therefore, if it's put into a kli rishon that was removed from the fire, it would aser the meat, and you would not be able to salt it. We'll see in Sifri Aleph that if a kli rishon is on the fire and is not 60, everyone holds that the piece is aser. Over here, the question is if it was put into a pot that was not on the fire. The same pot that was on the fire but was removed from the fire is called a kli rishon, the first kli. This kli, if it's off the fire, what's the din? So Rabbeinu Yerucham said it's mutter, it could be salted, and the Rama and Teres Chatzis brings away from the Rosh that it's aser. So now the Taz brings the Rosh, Vizel Hashem HaRosh, Perek Kira, in Shabbos, the third Perek, Al Maida Maskinim B'Gemora, the Mutter Losses B'Shabbos, Melach, B'Kedera, Shehusra Ma'al HaEsh, the Milchot Tzricha B'Shula K'Bisra D'Tura. The Gemara over there in Def Mem Bezim and Bez says that you can put salt into a pot that was removed from the fire, because salt needs cooking as much as bull meat needs cooking, and therefore it could be put into a pot that's removed from the fire, since the salt will not get cooked on Shabbos. Mashma hacha, the biswa de tuba, loy bishla bikli bishon. Bull meat does not get cooked in a kli bishon if it's off the fire. Umutu lasis basar chai, lesaych kli bishon, shehaviru mahla or. You can put raw meat into a kli bishon that was removed from the fire on Shabbos. Umihu imaluach yashinhu, if it was salted a long time ago. Efshir de asur, you can't put it into a kli bishon that was removed from the fire. De memayer lis bashal, it will cook faster. Afilu nimlach machadesh, even if it's being salted now for the first time. Nehi de basur, enem is bashal, even though the meat is not cooked. Halachluchas vadam bahamelach, the juices and the blood and salt, shabasoichem is bashal, get cooked. Venevla babasur v'asur, and it gets absorbed in the meat and it will be asur. Adkan l'shoyne, this is the lashon of the Rosh. V'zeh lashon ha-Torah ba'orah chayim simen shin yudches. The Torah says, kli rishon mevashel, a kli rishon cooks, afilo la'achar shehu sumei ha'esh, even after it's removed from the fire, hilkach aser, liten boi basar, afilo basar shor, you cannot put meat into this pot that's removed from the fire on Shabbos, even bull meat, shetzorach bishol rav, that needs a lot of cooking, venev zbashel, and won't get cooked in a pot that's removed from the fire. The juices get cooked, and since the juices get cooked, I can't put it in such a pot on Shabbos, because we have a problem of cooking juices on Shabbos. Adkan lashonei. Because of the Torah's chatzis sham, the after mashma min divrei harosh, even though it seems from the rosh, the dafka min nimlach mizbashel, that it only cooks if it's salted, because the rosh says if it's meluach yoshen, or even v'afilo nimlach mechadosh, they're talking about salting that it cooks. The salting helps to cook the juices. We can't differentiate between if the meat was salted or not salted. Since the Torah in Orach Chaim says the mizbashel halachluchis afilu balei malicha klal adkan, that the juices get cooked even without salting. So since the Torah did not differentiate and says it on Shabbos is aser because the juices get cooked, and it does not say that it's talking about where it's salted, so since the juices get cooked, therefore it would aster the meat, and therefore, even if it's not salted, the meat's aster and cannot be resalted to take out the blood, because the blood gets cooked and gets absorbed in the meat. The Sefer Taz says, "V'temuyim dvarav," his words are difficult to understand. The ha al kochach harosh lei mayri shom leinyan iser Shabbos. The Rosh is not talking regarding iser Shabbos. El leinyan iser basar, rather regarding the iser of basar of salting meat that was cooked in a kli rishon that's removed from a fire. The Hosayim he concludes the halachluchas shel dam umelach choizu umavliya babasar. He says that the blood gets absorbed into the meat. Vim kain vaday. Dafka ben nimlach ka'omar. He's talking about salting. The ilav dafka, if he's not necessarily talking about salting, v'afilu b'loy nimlach, he says, chayzu mavliya b'basar, it gets absorbed in the meat. So if it's regarding to Shabbos, what's the difference if it gets absorbed in the meat? By Shabbos, the problem is, if something's getting cooked, it's aser to cook on Shabbos, and if the juices get cooked, it will be aser. Why does he have to add that it gets absorbed in the meat? That has no ramifications by the Isra of Shabbos. So therefore the Taz says that the Rosh is referring to salting meat that gets put into a Kli Rishon. V'im kein, v'adei dafka b'nimlach ka'amar. Therefore, the Rosh is specifically talking about being salted. The ilav dafka v'afilu b'lei nimlach, if he's not necessarily talking about salting, ein habasa nesar, the basa won't become aser. The habasa shor atzma einem is bashal. The meat itself doesn't get cooked. Ela shahalachluchis mis bashal. Just the juices get cooked. Hilkach ein iser la basar. There is no iser to the meat. Ela ben nimlach. Only if it's salted. Sha melach mavliya hadam ba basar. Because the melach will absorb, the salt will absorb the meat, the blood into the meat. If there's no salt, even though the blood in the meat gets cooked, it won't get absorbed into the meat, and therefore it could be removed. Since the meat is not cooked, it won't get absorbed into the meat. So this point is a little bit hard to understand. Kavegri asks similarly that just because the meat is not getting cooked, the blood will get absorbed into the meat. Just like we know in Sif Beis that salting will absorb Dam Be'ein into the meat. So certainly, a Kli Rishon that's removed from the fire should if it cooks the blood, it should be absorbed into the meat, even though the meat is not being cooked, and therefore should answer the meat. That's the Kivega's kasha on the Taz, but the Taz holds that if the meat is not cooked, the salt, the blood won't get absorbed into the meat, and therefore it could be resalted. Aval ha'orachayim, but the Torah, le'maybi le'inyan iser basar. He's not speaking about the iser of meat. Ela le'inyan iser Shabbos. He's referring to the iser of Shabbos. Dein chiluk be'nim l'cha'eloi. There's no difference regarding Shabbos whether it's salted or not. The makal makam yesh iser bishul Shabbos melchamas alachluchas. There's a iser of cooking on Shabbos because of the juices and blood that gets cooked, and it doesn't make a difference if it gets absorbed into the meat or not. Al kaponim nimtzer lefizeh the zachinu the bebaser shor bull meat shalay nimlach v'husam b'kli rishon. That's not salted and gets put into a kli rishon la'achar shehusam me'aish after it's removed from the fire. Yofa kasev Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Taz agrees to Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Rosh that baser mutter, that the meat is mutter. But divi ha'arachayim, the words of the Torah in Arachayim, hem le'inyan Shabbos, he's referring to the issur of Shabbos, dafka. Aval Shabbos, but the Taz says that other meat, not bull meat, efshir shema mayer l'esbashal, it cooks quicker, kaderach shema esbashal l'lachluchas, m'shemachai gam ha'baser nesar, the meat would be asar if it's put into a kli rishon that's removed from the fire. That's how it seems to me. That this is how the Rashal writes. He writes that meat that's salted and was not salted a complete shem alicha, and was washed, and that was put into a pot. If it's other meat, not bull meat, nesar, it becomes asar. Af im loy hu samach b'kli rishon. If it's only put into a kli rishon, that's the heat of yetzer letus boy that was removed from the fire. V'nisko koidem, shed his chila lehafsiach. Aval basar hashor, ena neser b'zeh, it doesn't become asar if it's the pot's removed from the fire. Machosh akvar hudach, since it's washed off and there's no salt. V'chein basar chai, shalai nimlach klal, raw meat that was never salted, that falls into a kli rishon that's removed from the fire, would be mutter. The Mashal says, "Let the Taz." So let's see the end of the Ramah. Melach shemol chaboy pam achas. Melach that was salted was used already once. Asar lam loyach boy pam shenis. You cannot use it again. Because you can't asar loyach lam melach achas shemol chaboy. You cannot eat the salt once as it was used because of the blood inside. So the Shach says that it's only lechatchila. You can't use the salt again. But b'di'evad if it was used again. B'di'evad, it's mutter. But that's only if it was cooked. If the meat was cooked after it was salted. But if it wasn't cooked yet, you should go and re-salt the meat with new salt.